I went to visit my cousin Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go into the hospital, I saw Hasmanua on the sides of the entrance to the hospital.
Okay, so, no kidding.
Yeah,
okay.
So I thought maybe a horse got away from some pasture around that area, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was telling myself, gee, boy, maybe the horse did, you know, his thing over there.
Yeah.
And maybe the horse is running around, eh?
Yeah.
I never thought they would take the horse up. But
what happened, though?
The horse went into the kitchen. They brought the horse into his grandson.
Okay, who's the guy? You know who this guy is?
Yeah, it's Andrade.
Okay.
And the grandpa said he wanted to see his horse. He was about 90-something years old. He's in a fourth floor.
He was in a hospital. Something was wrong with him. Okay.
Yeah. So he said, oh, I'd like to see my horse. So, lo and behold, they brought the horse. They took him. He had some friend. Maybe they put him in a kitchen. The kitchen elevator is bigger than a normal elevator.
Right.
So they put him in a kitchen elevator and they took him up.
Okay.
But we was going on a different elevator. The regular one to go up to see the patients. So I never see the thing go up.
Okay.
All of a sudden, you know, the thing is up in the third floor going up. I mean, fourth floor going up. And they had him come out. Then they called a grandpa to come see the horse. They had the horse there.
In the hospital. Yeah.
In the fourth floor. Hospital.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of lucky the horse was kind of old.
Okay.
It was a young thing, probably broke all the elevator.
Yeah. So
the grandpa came out. He said, that's not my horse.
Are you serious? They bought the wrong horse.
Yeah, he said, that's not my horse. So I guess, you know, they knew what they were doing.
Oh,
they would bring a young horse in one elevator.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Eh?
Yeah,
thing was kind of old, so the thing, he just walked slowly.
Yeah.
So all he said was, that's not my horse. So they went back down again, and, you know, all this thing was going on, but was visiting Stanley.
Yeah.
And we never see all that. But after it came headlines in our Garden Island paper.
What happened?
Went all the way to Texas. Avery called me up and told me, Dad, one horse went in the elevator. I know who's that.
You know the guy.
And he's in Texas.
Made a lot of headlines and stories.
Yeah, made a lot of headlines.
So what happened to the people? I mean, what was the headlines? What happened? People got...
troubles?
Well, everybody got excited. I mean, you see one horse in one hospital? I mean, came in Channel 2 News. Horse entered the
Wilcox Hospital.
I mean, that's a shocker.
Alien Kauai.
How would you like one horse enter Seattle? I mean, you know, it's a shock to everybody.
And I heard had some after that, the heads were rolling because of the...
Yeah, then not too nice things happen, you know. Maybe some people won't be around there.
Got
fired and stuff like that.
Yeah,
eh?
So probably, you know, it's not a good thing.
No.
Oh, my God.
I just tell myself, I'm glad I never come face to face with that horse. You know, I don't know what I would do there. I would probably get shocked, too.
Yeah.
You go to hospital to see somebody in a bed, there was a horse staring at you. What would you do?
Yeah, you think you're at the wrong hospital, veterinary hospital.
You think you need, maybe you need some old pills or something.
Yeah.
Did he crack enough? You know what I mean? It's not very good.
Maybe you should check yourself into the hospital.
Maybe you need some medical help.
Yeah.